Today, our guest is Ellen Sanford, and we are thrilled. She is the head of Reading Recovery for the county. Officially, her title is Teacher Leader of Reading Recovery for Oconee County, and she also teaches reading recovery as well as literacy classes at Clemson. And so I think to start, we need to ask Ellen to briefly explain to the audience, what is reading recovery?
Thank you, Karen. Reading recovery is a short-term, one-on-one intervention for first graders who are slightly behind in reading and writing. The teachers are highly trained through Clemson University, and we have teachers in elementary schools throughout the county.
Okay. Now, our first question is reading to babies that important for school success?
It certainly is. It's important for your baby's brain. It teaches a baby about communication, introduces concepts such as numbers, letters, colors, and shapes in a fun way, and builds listening, memory, and vocabulary skills.
Well, we know that reading is extremely important for the development of receptive and expressive language, but what is the best way to read to babies?
Well, I can tell you, I have a 20-month-old grandson, and the best way to read to a baby is through cuddling. They love to be cuddled. Cuddling while you read helps your baby feel safe and comfortable and connected to you. Very important. Read with expression. Make your voice higher or lower where it's appropriate. Use different voices for different characters. They love that. Don't worry about following the text exactly, because they're going to be wiggly. Stop once in a while and ask a few questions. Make comments about the pictures. My grandson has learned all about moons and the little blue truck that way. Where's the kitty? Ask them those questions. Was it a cute kitty? Is it a black kitty? Try to be descriptive. Your child might not be able to respond yet. That's okay. But this lays the foundation, the groundwork for later. Sing nursery rhymes. Make funny animal sounds. Just let go and enjoy. Bounce your baby on your knee. Anything that shows that you're having fun reading. Babies love and learn from repetition. So don't be afraid of reading that book over and over and over.
And let me just add something, which is a lot of people say, what is the best book for my child who's 6 months or 12 months or 18 months or whatever? And there are a lot of baby books out there. And at Baby Read, we try very hard to get good books. But the important thing is not any particular book. You can read literally anything to a child. And that child, as Ellen pointed out, the very first thing she said was cuddling. Reading is a bonding experience between parent or caregiver and child. And so, if you have that experience of a child in your lap, and you can be reading anything, it is building the pathways in your child's brain. You should not take it for granted that your child's brain is going to grow into, you know, a very smart kid, you know, by whatever, you know, by the time that child gets to school or through what the school does. What you read before that child gets to school is critical. And that is why Baby Read focuses on 1 to 18 months. That is the time when the brain is growing the most. And listen to this incredible statistic. The brain grows more between 1 and 18 months than between 18 months and 18 years. Would you agree, Ellen?
Yes. All the early childhood development classes will tell you that that is definitely true. And what you do with children at that age is critical.
Right. Now, for those of you out there who say have a three-year-old and you haven't read to that three-year-old, believe me, just start. Don't worry about the fact that you missed the first 18 months. If you start reading to your child before your child gets to school, your child will be so ahead of the game that you will have made a tremendous impact, positive impact, on your child's life for the rest of that child's life. So I guess another question, Ellen, is, does reading to babies make them smarter?
Well, reading to babies boosts vocabulary and develops future reading skills needed 4 years later when they begin kindergarten. Research has indicated that reading quality and quantity, the amount of reading time, is a good predictor for early reading skills. So, in essence, it does make them smarter, but more so it makes them more prepared. It helps children to be ready for the most important learning of their little lives, first grade.
Right. And that is the key word, prepared. So when your child gets to school, you want your child to have what are called pre-literacy skills, which you give your child by reading before your reading to your child before your child gets to school. If you haven't read to your child by the time you're, if you leave it up to the school system and you haven't read to your child before your child gets to school, many children struggle in learning how to read, and the schools only have limited resources. Isn't that right, Ellen?
Yes, we do. Right now, with Reading Recovery, we work with the lowest 20% of a first grade.
Right.
We would like to work with a lot more children,
right,
but we hope that parents will read to their children and have them ready to come to school.
Right.
We'd love that.
Right. So
love to be out of that job.
Exactly. So you don't want your child, when your child enters schools, to be a problem child, a problem for the school, a problem in learning how to read. Unless your child has some disability, like dyslexia. I mean, there certainly are children who have reasons to have difficulty learning how to read. But the vast majority of children should be able to learn how to read in kindergarten and first grade and second grade with no problem, particularly if their parents have read to them before they get to school.
We know that parents want their children to be successful, and a lot of times they just don't realize the importance. When you look again at research, 50% of a child's ability to learn is actually set by age 4. So who are the primary teachers at that time? It's the parent. So what other, we've listed several differences it makes when a parent reads to a child before entering school. What other differences do you see that it makes for a child if they have been read to?
Well, of course, I've already said that it will build vocabulary. But they're mostly learning to love books. They're developing their senses of hearing, seeing, and touching. The more we engage their brains, the better the child will do later academically. We know that. Their attention span increases, but they learn how to look at books and how books work. Our English language is difficult, and we're built on a system that relies on directionality. By that, I mean we read left to right. This is something we have to teach children. The English language is difficult. Left to right in print and is important to beginning reading. And by being read to, the child learns early that books work that way, that books have sentences, and that words must be read left to right. Children learn this naturally, sitting on the lap and learning to enjoy their favorite books.
Right, exactly right. And the other thing I want to point out to the audience, and Ellen, you tell me, I'm sure Ellen would agree with me, is for those you're trying to teach your children before they get to school, but also you're trying to make them comfortable and learn how to love books. And for those people who have trouble reading, you don't even have to read what's underneath the pictures in a book. You can have the child sit on your lap, open up the book, and just describe the pictures. Mm-hmm. Look at the elephant. The elephant is gray. Look at his long trunk. Look at the trees in the background. The trees are green. You want to give your child, you want to A, read to your child, B, make your child comfortable with reading, and C, you want to teach your child about the world around him and the big world out there. Right?
Exactly. And, you know, even if you're not reading the text exactly as it's written, you're turning those pages.
Right.
And you're showing that child that book works left to right.
Exactly.
That put your finger in there and move along the lines as you make up a story. They won't know at that age.
Exactly.
And they'll love any story you tell them.
Right.
And but it's teaching the child that the English language has to be read left to right. It's amazing how many first graders we have in our public schools who are still struggling with the eye discipline to go left to right on a line of print. But not only do they have to go left to right with page turning, they have to go left to right with sentences, with return sweep, and they must look at a word, letter by letter, left to right, in order to read it. And this finite discipline starts on the parent's lap.
And they have to learn how to pay attention.
Yes.
They have to learn how to pay attention. We don't have time today, but maybe some other time. But children who are read to before they go to school have a much wider attention span, so they can learn something. If your child can only pay attention for 10 seconds, you know, then, and they don't really like books, so they don't even want to pay attention to books, they're not familiar with books, your child is going to be in big trouble. So I think we have to come to a close today.